AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Democratic leaders say a proposal from the White House is, quote, incomplete and insufficient, as they continue to demand new restrictions on President Trump's immigration crackdown and threaten a shutdown of the Homeland Security Department. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries say a White House counterproposal to the list of demands they transmitted over the weekend does not address the concerns Americans have about immigration and customs enforcement's lawless conduct. In other news, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on a statement from Buckingham Palace as UK police look into Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor's links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is ready to support UK police looking into claims that Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor gave confidential information to Jeffrey Epstein. The statement from the palace comes after Thames Valley Police said they were assessing reports that the former prince sent trade reports to the convicted sex offender in 2010. The department, which serves an area of West London that includes Mountbatten-Windsor's former home, previously said it was evaluating allegations that Epstein flew a young woman to Britain to have sex with Andrew, also in 2010. The statement from the palace says the King has made clear in words and through unprecedented actions his profound concern at allegations which continue to come to light in respect of Mr. Mountbatten-Windsor's conduct. It goes on to say, if we are approached by Thames Valley Police, we stand ready to support them, as you would expect. The palace also reiterated Charles and Queen Camilla's concern for the victims of Epstein's abuse. Lawrence Brooks, London.
U.S. figure skater Amber Glenn says she's smoothed out copyright concerns with the artist behind one of the pieces of her free skate music. This is AP News. A record snow drought in the western U.S. is raising concern for a spring of water shortages and wildfires.
With the exception of California, most western states are experiencing the worst snow drought in decades, not because of dry conditions, but really warm temperatures that change snow to rain.
I've never seen anything like it.
That's National Snow and Ice Data Center Director Mark Serez. He's been in Colorado for almost 40 years and says that climate change might have something to do with it.
The mountain snowpack is starting to shrink. The snowpack doesn't really develop as early in the autumn as it used to.
The snow cover is about one-third of normal, and snow depth in places like Oregon are far below the old record. The snow drought is raising concerns about an increased threat of wildfires this spring and summer, as well as less water for agriculture and other needs. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.